This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There's a bet going among market players that the Federal Reserve this week will say something to quell worry the central bank might slow the stimulus before the economy's ready. It's playing out in the numbers now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up 165 points, 1.1%. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite are both up about 1%. On this Monday, with the markets just open, let's go live to find out what's on the mind of Julia Coronado, Chief North America Economist for BNP Paribas in New York.
The Fed.
Okay. Federal Reserve policymakers meeting this week. What else is on your mind?
The Fed. That's pretty much it, David.
They have the meeting, and you'll be watching for what? Body language? Regular language?
Oh, we get a lot this week. We get a statement, we get a forecast, and we get a full-blown press conference with Chairman Bernanke, where people like you will get to pepper him with anything that's on their mind.
And what you're trying to find out, right, is whether or not the stimulus will be tapered off sooner rather than later.
Right. When, why, how would they consider pulling back the stimulus? We need some details. They've just dropped these vague hints, and it's left markets guessing and left them very unsettled. So we're looking for some specifics to clear things up.
Also this morning, the New York Fed looks at business conditions in the third most popular state, New York. And if you just look at the headline, it looks like manufacturing is up.
Right. This is one of those wonderful data releases where the headline looks great, but then you look at the details and hiring is down, orders are down, activity is down, but businesses seem to be feeling better in New York. So that's a start.
Economist Julia Coronado at BNP Paribas, New York. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Yeah.